Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
We're off to a good start, but as you know, COVID has picked up at the first part of the year. However, we're hanging in there. We're doing. I know some folks have asked, so are we going to close school down, or are we going to do those things? And No, as long as we have the teaching staff to be there for our students, we're going to stay open.
Okay.
And right now, the last couple of weeks, because of COVID and other illnesses that were out there, you know, attendance was about 80%. But I'd like to say now we're in the 90s, so we're feeling pretty positive about that as we move forward. It's been a little bit of a challenge, but we're making it happen.
But, you know, it is that's a subject. It's a lot of attention all across the area, and, of course, you can't turn on the TV without hearing about it. So from our standpoint here, your standpoint with Brady Schools, we're hanging in there.
Yes,
doing better.
We're moving on. And, again, great to see the students' enrollment. You know, right now in the district, we're about 980. Roughly 980 students. We're down about 10 from where we ended last year. However, that fluctuates quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully we'll be back up there again.
980 is pretty good. One of the, you're talking about COVID, I noticed that, you know, yesterday the number of positive cases being reported in McCulloch County was down dramatically from Friday.
Yes.
Friday was 161. Yesterday was 101. And that's an encouraging sign if we
Absolutely.
Can see that continue
Absolutely.
Here in the area. And I guess that is reflected in the schools as well.
Yes.
And any particular pattern of those folks that you do have absences on?
No, not necessarily. No, not at this time. Again, we're beginning to see our kids come back to school, which is great. It's kind of like the numbers that we see that are down to 101.
Yep.
You know, we're bringing our students back. They're coming back into our schools, which is good. And so we're glad to see that. But other than that, it's school business as usual. Great to see the kids. They're pretty involved. Coach Easterwood and his group of athletes, I'm sure he's on your show as well.
Yeah,
and so we're great that, you know, glad to be out there and excited to see the kids participating in everything, you know, from elementary to high school.
That's true. It is. It's gone well so far. The first few weeks here.
Yes.
First month.
Not bad at all.
It's already been over a month, hasn't it?
It goes by quick.
Yeah, it does.
It goes by quick. The board meeting last night. Again, just regular housekeeping items, right? It's not not all that exciting. We added our adjunct faculty from 4-H. That way, we could designate our 4-H organization as a extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for our students, we. Principals gave their reports of their campuses and how they were doing, as well as Mr. Sweeney, our assistant superintendent, gave a report on curriculum and how we're doing throughout the district and what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
I guess you'd say. But other than that, all's well.
All's well out there. You had on your agenda to make a couple of purchases.
Yes, the board approved the purchase of a new bus, a 77-passenger bus, international for us that. We'll get that order in today.
And how long does it take to get one?
It'll take us about 3 to 4 months
Okay.
If everything, if
they get the chips.
If they get the chips for that, exactly. And then we also, for the CTE and a career, our welding program, the board approved the purchase of a plasma welder, plasma cutter for
plasma
the
cutter.
Yes, for our group. So we're excited about those.
It's not something you used to... process blood.
No, not at all. But Ag Department, again, very excited about getting that plasma cutter. They have one that is about 17 years old, I would say. So we needed to upgrade that.
Yeah. Other the vocational programs, are they in place in the mm-hmm. in facilities?
Yes. They were waiting for, again, cosmetology, which is our facility over there that cosmetology and welding group. They're currently in their spot. Cosmetology, we're waiting for an inspection from the state,
okay.
And then our students will be there. We have we're excited to get into the building.
How many students do you have that are involved in that one?
So currently we have about 20 students that are involved in the cosmetology portion of our CTE program.
Okay. And welding?
And welding. There are quite a few welding students.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
We have quite a few welding students.
It's a great program. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It really is. Well, it's things are exciting.
Yes, we're moving on and fast and furious.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Okay. Dr. Hector Martinez, the superintendent of the Brady Independent School District.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.